Welcome to Influential Visions. Here, we interview futuristic leaders who share their deep industry knowledge and business experience with you, ensuring you have your finger on the pulse and your eyes wide open. My name is Nathaniel Schooler, and I am your host today. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. This is Pierre Valade, who is the CEO at Jumbo Privacy. And he was also the founder of Sunrise Calendar, which sold to Microsoft, I believe, a few years ago.
Absolutely.
Nice to see you.
Great to be on the show.
Thank you for joining me. So today we're going to talk about online consumer privacy during the quarantine and obviously beyond, and how that sort of sets us up really for the future. And this app, I mean, I downloaded it a few months ago and, you know, it works very well. But I'm really interested in sort of hearing more about it really, because it's all about protecting your privacy and security online, right? And that kind of takes a lot of time and it's really complex. So obviously, with most of the world in quarantine with this problem, we're spending a lot more time online. So how do everyday users control the data that the big tech companies are collecting on them, Pierre?
Well, I think the market that we're going after, right, the users of Jumbo, or the people most of us, they that don't read privacy policy. I don't know, Nate, if you read privacy policy ever when you sign up for a website.
No way, so it's too long.
If you think about it, it's kind of like signing a contract every time you go online, and like basically you don't read a contract. So maybe you're selling your home, maybe you're selling your some object you like, maybe you just don't know, right? You're giving away stuff, and so we designed a product that basically is your partner in your online life and will let you know, because no one is reading those privacy policy. Like even for Jumbo, like we have a privacy policy. It's, you know, very, very friendly. Like we don't collect data. We obviously don't sell data. And we know that, you know, like eight users out of 10 don't read the privacy policy, even in Jumbo. And so, because we gather those anonymous data about users. And so like, it's like, what's the word where no one has the time to read those privacy policy? That's what we do, and we look out for you.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, right? Because they're just so long. I mean, that's the problem, is they need some sort of standardization of the policy, right? I mean, I found you guys because I can't remember what I was looking for. I did a search online, I think, about data privacy, and I found a blog post that mentioned you guys. And I was like, wow, I've got to have that. I really need to check out that app, because it just sounds like really, really super cool. Because a lot of people, they will post stuff on Facebook and they'll post stuff on Twitter and they'll do all these things online, and then they almost like ruin their personal brand as well in many cases, because they may be like 15 or 17 years old and they post all this stuff with their friends being drunk and all this, and then they forget all about it.
Yeah,
but Jumbo actually goes out there and it shuts that down automatically. Is that how it sort of works?
Yeah, that's one of the features we have, which is letting you archive your Facebook posts, your Instagram photos, and your tweets. So basically, when you come to Jumbo, we have a little survey at the beginning of the app where we try to understand what apps you're using, whether you've been on Facebook for long, or you're using LinkedIn to look for a job, or you're actually using Twitter to tweet and post messages. And then we make recommendations on what we think you should be aware of. Like if you're using LinkedIn for work, or you're aware that when you go on a LinkedIn profile, like this person can know that you've been on the profile. Are you okay with that? If you've been on Facebook for more than 10 years like me, like we recommend that you archive your posts on Facebook, because there's probably something you said over there like 10 years ago that you didn't know will stay there for 10 years ago when you said it. And now it's visible by, like, you know, how many friends you have, maybe like 1,200 friends, and, you know, 50% of them you don't even remember who they are. But they can see those information about you, and then one day their account get compromised, like this information about you can get compromised. So our goal at Jumbo is to, one, kind of like read the privacy policy for you, right? And make the work of going deep and understand what data is collected about you, which again is information that you could gather on your own. It will just take you a tremendous amount of time, right? There have been studies published that shows that if you add as a user to read all of the privacy policy that you say yes to over the course of like 12 months, a year, it will take you a month of like full-time reading. So probably why no one is doing it, right? So yeah. We do that for you. We review the privacy policy of the website you use. And we also have a survey that's personalizing how you use the services. And then we make practical recommendations on how to increase your privacy and security based on the services you use on a daily basis and based on how you use them.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was very clever the way that you also go out there on the dark web and find out if your data has been breached, because that's something, you know, I was interviewing one of the top people in America a couple of weeks ago, actually. She used to work for the government. She was deputy cyber chief for AT&T out there.
Yes.
AT&T Group. So, you know, we had a long conversation about security and privacy, and that's why I started this search and found you, thankfully, because I'm quite worried that, like, but the thing is that there's so much data on everyone out there already. I think
it can be overwhelming. The whole topic can be overwhelming, right? And I think people have like, were avoiding the discussion for a long time until probably Cambridge Analytica. Because then it became too obvious that was something that we need to work on, right, collectively. And it's still hard, right? And I think that's why services like us are pioneering the idea of like being your privacy manager, where we go out and we simplify this for you. Like, if you think about it, like, if you were to, you know, become a doctor in order to be in good health, it would feel like, oh, like, it's too complex. Why do I have to read all those books? The reality is that you don't need to be a doctor to be in good health. You go to a doctor and they help you and they look at your, you know, blood work, they look at your scan, they take your temperature, and like they make an assessment on like, you know, this is what we think is going on. And that's exactly what we do, right? We simplify a complex system by like analyzing what apps you use, how you use them. And we do all of that in a private way, which is very important. So like we actually analyze what you're doing, but we do it from your phone. So no data is ever like sucked out from your phone and sent to Jumbo servers, right? We do all of the analysis of what you do on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on LinkedIn. All of those things is just done on your phone. So it's very safe, but it's personalized for you, right? It's like when you go to the doctor, like they don't just like say, you know, like what's your name? And then that's it. They ask you for some more information about, you know, your medical history, like your exam. And we do that. We do that from the phone. We look at what apps you use. We look at how you use them. And then we make a diagnostic of things that you could do to improve your security and privacy. But I think you're right. Like when you, like security and privacy are the same, you know, are the same thing. Like if you don't get privacy, if someone can get into your Gmail account, because you're reusing the same password on Google, on Gmail, than you're reusing on another website, right? You don't get privacy if you don't have security. And so we work on both. And we help our users with privacy. Like, for example, we help them decide that they don't want to share the location on Google if they were not aware of that. We help them archive, as we were just mentioning, old stuff on the internet so it doesn't come to bite them when they're looking for a job or something, like, you know, 5 years after. And we also help increase security by monitoring the email address on the dark web and then, you know, which accounts could have been compromised and what step to take after that. But also like things like enable our users to turn on two-factor authentication on LinkedIn, Facebook, you know, Google, Twitter, to protect their accounts, right? So like privacy and security are really like two different things of the same coin, right?
Yeah, of course. So like, I mean, I've got a sort of talking point. We've kind of covered a bit of that, but I'll kind of go into it anyway. So like, users are asking for better products that protect them, right? Where their data isn't harvested, right? Where they're not turned into the product. Yeah. And you've kind of explained quite a lot about your goals at Jumbo. So is there anything sort of more that you think is, important? I mean, I know you're, from what I've got, what I gather, you're giving back control, right? And yeah, making, yeah,
it's not like that we're against X, Y, and Z. Like, we don't have an opinion whether you should be on Facebook or whether you should use Google. Like, this is not of a business. Our business is to look at the apps you use and make sure you're okay with the data that they collect and give you a way to turn that off if you don't like that. Or keep it this way. Like, some people are okay with the fact that Google knows their location in real time. Maybe they're using Google to share their location with their significant others.
Yeah.
Others just didn't realize that this was on, never turn it on, or maybe they don't remember turning on, and then they want to change that setting. They want to, you know, turn it off. And so it's personalized, right? Like, we see different type of people that are coming to the app and end up making different decisions. It's not like a one size fits all where Jumbo is gonna block everything. No, it's gonna ask you to connect with your Facebook account, ask you to connect with your Google account in a very secure way. And then it's gonna make a list of recommendations, but we really see people like using the app in many different ways. Some people are fine with sharing certain type of information, others are not. But it's up to the user to decide. We're not here to tell you what to do. We're here to like explain you what is being collected about you, and then you decide, what's fine. I'm going to give you a personal example, right? Like, on Spotify, I use Spotify for my music, and they have the list of everything I've listened to, right? Because they're like using this to make their recommendations every week. Yeah. I love those recommendations. I don't mind the fact that they know that, you know, everything I've listened to, because that's a trade-off I'm willing to make. That's mm-hmm. a trade-off I understand. And I know they're not selling this data to other people. And so like, I get the benefit of personalization, so I'm willing to share data. Sometimes I don't like that. I don't want to share my data because there is no value for me. Like, I don't personally, I use Google, but I also personally don't want Google to remember my search. So I turn these settings of remembering my search on Google with Jumbo, and also Jumbo clean it on a regular basis, right? And so it really people have to go and try I guess download the app and then get this like personalized recommendation system that we have based on who you are, and then you decide at the end of the day what you want to change or not.
Yeah, because everybody's totally different, right? Like, it all depends on how you see the world and how you want the world to be, like moving forwards, right? But it does come with its own challenges and constraints, doesn't it?
What do you have in mind?
Well, it's very difficult without something like Jumbo. I mean, for example, I had a conversation the other day with this podcast guest who she was very, very knowledgeable. Sorry, touched my microphone there. She was very knowledgeable about technology, right? And privacy and data security, right? And the challenge is exactly what you said. I mean, her name's Tyler Cohen Wood. So if anyone wants to listen to that, I'll drop you a link in the show notes for that one, because that's very interesting. We talk about catfishing and how people can actually use your data to build information about you, and then they can actually communicate with you in a certain way, which will ensure that you do something for them. Yeah. And this is something that people just do. Like, there are people out there that just do it, right? And it's not necessarily for money. Yeah. Catfishing is something that people do just for control, just because they want to control someone in some instances, right? But she said, you know, sit down with a glass of wine and review your policies. But from what you've said, I've got so many apps on my phone. When she said this to me, I looked at her, she looked at me, and I said, I just downloaded Jumbo, thankfully, because I don't even want to entertain reviewing these privacy policies because they're some sort of joke. I mean, it's some sort of joke. Everything you download has a different policy that is written by a lawyer.
Yeah.
There to safeguard that application from legal action from you. It's not there to safeguard you. It's the opposite, right?
Yeah, it's exactly that. I think it's the complexity you face. It's kind of like you're given basically an impossible choice. Either you say, go read all of those privacy policy and figure out things on your own, and that's going to take you a month of your time every year. Or basically, don't use the internet. Or maybe third option is you give up, right? Which is like where I think most people are. They probably think that, you know, it's not something that they want to deal with. And I understand that. Like, it's definitely not something I want to deal with myself. And that's why we're building Jumbo to be a trustable, privacy manager that can go out for you and very safely analyze what you're doing and be like basically saving you like countless minutes. Like the scans we have on Facebook, that's a free scan. It's available in the app on iOS and Android.
Yeah,
and you sign up with your Facebook account, and it's like in 30 seconds, Jumbo go and check something that I bet anyone to do the same amount of work, in less than an hour. It's really that's really the time we're talking about. Like either you do it to Jumbo and you do it in 30 seconds, or you do it yourself and it takes you an hour and a half. That's just to review your privacy settings. Know if you want to go on Facebook, and I'm sure some people have thought about this. They wanted to delete some of their photos because they were like, okay, I know I want to clean my Facebook. Let me go out and there's no such option on Facebook to clean all your photos. So either you stop using Facebook whatsoever, which most people don't want to do, or you do it manually. And that will take you hours, right? Hours to go and download them. In Jumbo, we have a feature, it's archive your photos. Where we go out, you tell us, I don't want anything that's older than 6 months. Then we go and we download that and we put it on the phone. So you still have the photos on your phone. Like we don't delete your photos forever.
Right.
We save them on the phone. So you can like watch them again after. But they're not on Facebook anymore. This probably like will take you 5 hours to do if you have 1,000 photos over there, right? And so it's really about saving time.
How much is your time worth?
And clearly, like people are like faced with this impossible choice, which is like either you spend hours doing that across all the apps you're using, right? Or you just, say, okay, I give up. And now I think finally we have a solution on the market. And the app has been reviewed in the New York Times, the Washington Post, TechCrunch, The Verge. Like it's also important. And that's why we do communication to the public that like people know who is building this app. So that they know it's not like some type of like scam that's gonna like get their data and then suddenly disappear. Like we are an app that is a subscription based app. So while we have some features for free, we also are making money by our community, paying and for the subscription so that we can continue to exist as a business. And we're seeing really great success in the subscription because we don't want to have to ever sell your data or collect your data that we don't have to collect. Like that's why we only we give you a great service. We think it's worth value. As you say, like it's worth your time that we're like saving. And so people pay us in exchange. It's very, very simple.
Yeah, I like it. I like the fact that it's on your phone as well. And no, nothing goes out of your phone. So your vision.
That's very important.
Your vision of the future, right? Of the privacy landscape. Yeah. You've said more and more users care about their privacy. And it's obviously an underserved market. Whilst I've been talking about an app like yours for the last 6 years, maybe 8 years, I've been talking about it. My business associate, Mike Briarcliffe, he's been talking about it. We've been talking to all sorts of smart people, but you're the first person that has actually done it that I can see, right? And the concept of it, it's not rocket science.
And it's vanilla. It's plain simple.
It's simple, basically, so in my mind, what will happen is as you expand into all sorts of applications, you will cover every single application in all of the app stores, I would imagine, in the world. And then those app stores will grant you, you will have to grant a password and a username for each app, right? And then you will in essence, go into that app, change the settings in that app, request the data, shut it down so there's no breach and there's no data shared when it doesn't want to be shared. Is that a fair explanation of what you're doing?
That's really like the long term vision. We're still many steps before that. Right now we support more than 10 apps, so we have support for Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Amazon, Alexa, which is a device that records your voice and store them to the server on Amazon. We have Twitter, Facebook, Messenger. Messenger, we have a great feature where we can delete your conversation on Messengers.
I like that one.
It's very popular too. So we are expanding to basically, the services that everyone is using on a daily basis, right? And of course, like Jumbo becomes more and more valuable as we add more of the services, right? It's kind of like you put an alarm in your house and you want the alarm to check the window and you want it to check the basement and you want it to check like the door. So I would say right now we're not checking everywhere yet because we've just been started for a year now. We are like checking the main places, the Facebook is like the door, Google is the windows. Like we want to make sure that you're protected on those major places. But of course, we want to support dating apps. We want to support, financial accounts where you have maybe Bitcoins, and we want to protect that. We want to protect you from what apps that are like sharing your location and you didn't know about that. That's a big thing for us. And so it's every step along the way, of course, we are adding more apps so that we can cover everything you do on your phone eventually. Because it's important to realize that like when you're using your phone, when we're signing up for new services almost on a weekly basis, and so we need to keep track of that and letting you know, we noticed you just installed this app. Like, what can we do to protect you over there? But that's going to be like the vision along the way, and we have many things to build to get there.
Yeah, it's a very, very complex thing that you're doing, because each one of these applications, you need to figure out what you need to do with the settings with that application, right? And then you need to get access to that application in order to be able to modify it, right?
Yeah, I think there is for a lot of application, it works like that. There is also a feature that we are working on that will come probably later this summer, which is a way for us to ask to delete accounts on any service that you've been using. And so that could be a feature that potentially opens up the door for us to support thousands of websites where you could go and say, here's the accounts you've been signing up in the last 5 years and what data they have about you. And you say, delete that. Kind of like a one type unsubscribe from the newsletter.
Fantastic.
Can we build that for like any account you've created? We're working on that. We're getting pushback from the company, so we need to work to make sure that it's very simple to use from the user. Because what we do, I think, very well at Jumbo is and you've seen the app, it's very this simplicity. Like we're building an app not for people that are like deep into technology. Of course, we have a lot of people that are deep into technology, but we're building an app that should be as easy as a remote control, right? It's like you sign up, you download the app, we make an assessment, we protect you on those different apps. And then we continue the monitoring, but it should be very, very easy to use. And I think we're getting feedback from the users and journalists that it actually is very easy to use. And that's why we have a chance of being successful, right? And so the simplicity of the user experience is very, very important for us.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, I'm at the moment, I'm setting up, I've given my daughter a laptop, yeah? So she's 8 years old and she lives with her mother, yeah? So I am using a software product, which is a security product, right? And I'm restricting access to websites, to video sites and everything else. And it's very, very time consuming, yeah? My fear is when in by the time she's what, 10 years old, she's probably will have lied about her age and got onto Instagram with her phone. Yeah, she hasn't got a phone yet, but she will probably have a phone when she's 10 or 11, whatever. And then like all the other kids, she's going to lie about her age. She's going to get onto Facebook or Instagram or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. Right. But the point is that being able to understand what that child is doing when you're setting their phone up, yeah, in the beginning, is a super service to offer for parents, yeah, because you can switch off location based services, you can alert the parents to the location of the child, yeah, for example, through one app, which is a secure app, yeah. There are all sorts of things you can stop them from being, pedophiles and these sorts of people who are, you know, trying to have conversations with your children and stuff. Like it's a huge thing, yeah. All of this, it's crazy, really.
And you can think about this in two ways. And we to be clear, we don't have any feature for parents to manage the children's privacy. So it's not something that people should look in jumbo. But I think there is two approaches there. One is you try to lock down your children's computer, and it can be seen a bit as an invasion of their privacy, like you know, parents reading their messages. I'm personally not necessarily in big favor of that. Like if we were to do something in that space, which again we're not doing, to be clear, but like I think education is a clear component of that. Like no matter how much you lock down something, like education of I would rather have your kid use Jumbo for themselves.
That's what I was thinking.
Right, yeah. Because then they know, you know, like it's like if they can use Instagram, they can use Jumbo. So why not go and like teach them how to use Jumbo versus like the parents going and say, you know, I'm going to lock down this and I'm going to lock down that. Because then I think the children are not aware of like actually what is going on. I think privacy can be a discussion between parents and children. So I think if we were to do something there, it would be more like a companion app where the children can make their own decisions and should be like educated about that by the parents or by your content in the app. But I think children should be empowered to basically understand what's going on and what trade-off they're making versus like parents, like, you know, like looking out at the kids' messages, because then it's also an invasion of their privacy, right? Yeah. Like, you know, that would be weird. And so we have to be, I think, smart in a way we actually help parents eventually, right? This is something we want to build, where we help parents kind of like teach their children about it using our app so that it becomes the empowerment of the children and children being aware of the choices they're making and being smart about that. I think it's more about empowerment than is it about surveillance.
No, that sounds super interesting. I think Tyler would be a great person for you to talk with. I might see if we can arrange a follow-up around this, because we're actually looking into something at the moment around that space. Yeah. So, and with all these kids at home, it's the perfect time to actually educate them, because when they're out and about, they can use their friends' devices and they can, you know, at least when they're at home right now, that you can actually look at what they're doing on their devices with them and explain to them. I mean, that's the sort of trick. So some final thoughts, right? What do you think the biggest potential privacy threats are in the next 6 months? Obviously, with health data and government tracking, and you know, tech intermediaries and these sorts of things.
Well, I think that there is a bit of a false debate between privacy and technology. Like sometimes we're told like, oh, you have to give away this information in order to get this type of services. And I think we see that in the tracing apps or the debate around that. You can build a tracing system that's very efficient and that doesn't require the government or any other entity to know where you are in real time. But I think there is a bit of like laziness sometimes to say, yeah, like you either have to decide between like you should be in good health or privacy, or like we want you to be able to access this feature or privacy. And I think sometimes it's just like, no, like you can actually get a feature you want, an outcome you want, and still get privacy, right? Like you can, like if you're using iMessage on your phone, you can send a message for free to anyone on the globe, and that message is still end-to-end encrypted. which means that no one in the government or no one at Apple can see this message that you're typing, right? And so, like, I think there is ways to I think it's up to almost like up to the users to show that if we care about privacy, then we should demand that solutions that without any compromise on the outcome. Like, I still, you know, we still want tracing apps. We still want to be able to send a message to anyone in the globe for free. But that doesn't invade in the privacy. That doesn't means that everyone knows what everyone is talking about, or that doesn't mean that everyone knows where everyone is in real time. And so I think we should get away from this like laziness of thinking that, oh, like we can't get privacy if we want to get whatever outcome we're looking at. And I think, I'm optimistic actually, because when you see the contact tracing, solutions that's being developed by Apple and Google together, like, it looks like by design they are like making sure that privacy is respected. And to be honest, I trust Apple to be able to do that fairly well.
Yeah.
And so that I think is a good sign. I think that it's the thing that maybe people should use while they are staying more time at home and they are like spending more time maybe on their phone really like one of the best way you can start is like really by downloading Jumbo and having a free evaluation of what's wrong or what could go wrong on those different websites you've been using, and then decide what you want to change or lock down. So I think for us it's because we're building a product that is really simple and that's connect with the services that millions of, if not billions of people are using, it's kind of like a very, very easy setup. And it only takes people like five minutes to get started on Jumbo, and then they get protected, right, forever, for as long basically as they keep the app. But I think it's great that we see, probably after Cambridge Analytica, if we take a step back, like where I think we've really seen the public changing their mind on privacy. And I think that in the future, there is a path that a lot of companies are helping build where privacy is going to become as convenient as the alternative, right? I think it's all about convenience. Like if you ask people, do you care about privacy? And they say yes, like most people will say yes. But then if you ask them, well, then you should read privacy policy for a month out of like, a year, then everyone will be like, oh, I care about my privacy, but not that much. And, you care about nothing that much to spend a month on it every year. And so, and it's not that fun to read it anyway, right? A privacy policy. So like, I think that it's all about convenience. It's on us to bring convenience. So that instead of like taking a month of your time, it takes 5 minutes of your time. But you could think about it, like if every time you had to go buy coffee, you had to go like 10 kilometers away. Like even if you really like coffee, no one will go and buy coffee. That's why there are Starbucks and coffee shop all around, like every block. Like yeah. I live in New York, there's one every block. Why? Because if it was at the opposite side of the town, place, even if you really like coffee, even if you really need coffee when you wake up, if every morning you had to take your scooter or go take a bus and go 30 minutes somewhere, like wait in line for an hour and then go back and take your coffee, that wouldn't work. And so I think it's all about convenience. Can you bring convenience? Can you bring something that people actually want to do, like drink coffee or protect their privacy, with a tremendous amount of convenience, a tremendous amount of convenience? And that's what we are about. Like, we don't ask you to stop using the internet to get privacy. We don't ask you to start paying cash instead of using your credit card. No, we're giving you convenience. We're going to protect you when you pay by credit card. We're going to protect you when you use Facebook. We're going to protect you if you want to use Instagram. We're going to protect you when you use LinkedIn. So it's really like about convenience. Can we bring convenience finally to the point where you don't have to, like, it's as easy as the alternative? I think This is really fundamentally where you win, is when you bring convenience. Because if people care a lot about their privacy, no one is going to go across town to buy a coffee. That just doesn't happen. And so that's why we have to be. We have to live in this really in this real world where people are busy. They have other things they want to spend their time on, and we're not a tool that we're asking people to spend time on. You set up Jumbo, and you forget about us in a way, right? Like you let us monitor for you,
yeah,
but you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it. you know, but it's on my phone. I know it's working in the background. Every so often I look in there and it says, but how much, I mean, I'm on like the beta version, whatever, but how much per month is the upgraded version on there?
So we actually have two different plans. We have the pro plan, which is at $9 every month in the US. Mm-hmm. We have the plus plan, which actually we decided for, which has a little less capabilities, which is between, we actually let people decide how much they want to pay. So we actually decided that we wanted to give people a chance to decide how much their privacy was worth. And that's so we help people like basically decide, or we let people decide between $3, which is the minimum, up to $7. And actually a lot of people choose the price that is the recommended one that most people choose, which is like $4.99. So it's actually interesting. Like you would think like you let people choose the price and they choose the smallest amount. No, like people are very aware of like the fact that the service we're providing is of value. It's of saving time. And they also know that if we don't have a way to make money, something, you know, it's not a good sign. Like when you're using something and it's always free, then someone is paying the bill. And if not you, it's kind of like going to the doctor, but you're not paying the doctor. Like, you know, someone else is paying the doctor for you, or like you go to a trial and someone else is like, I don't know, paying the lawyers for you. Like that doesn't mean that the incentives are aligned. And people get that, right? It's just like, so that's why they're like a lot of people, we're actually very surprised. Like a lot of people pay for Jumbo when they first use the app. They want to be like, I want to support that, and so they actually have the subscription.
Super cool. Well, everyone needs to download Jumbo if you've got your Android phone, your Apple, whatever, right? That's super. I really enjoyed learning more about it. It's very interesting. Thank you
Nat, really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Please make sure you share this episode with your friends and business connections too. And don't forget to drop us a review wherever you listen. Thank you.